Yeah, a lot of people do that. It's called a, you know, just back feeding the box, and it's not, you know, it's not code. And, you know, it's dangerous, but you know the caveats. I'm not here to preach about that, but to do it correctly, you'd have to have some sort of a transfer switch. Now, you could have a whole box transfer switch. Some boxes have transfer switches built right in. And what you're talking about is an interlock, so that you can't throw the backfeed one unless the main one is off. And if you throw that little backfeed plate in there, and if your box supports it, it's pretty simple. It's basically just a plate that you can't close the backfeed breaker until you turn off the main breaker. That allows the plate to drop down into the space where the handle used to be, and then it gives you room to turn on the other. So the breakers have to be like opposite one another or near one another so that you can have that lockout, you know, device do its thing. So if your box supports a lockout, I would do that in a heartbeat. You know, my box doesn't support it, so there's nobody makes one for my box, so I got to kind of do the other way. And I thought about buying another box and just redoing the whole service entrance and all that, but I found this load side breaker panel box, brand new in the box, for a couple hundred bucks, and I just said screw it and do that.